All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you, having just come off of Christmas Chaos and all of the craziness that was there. But we picked right back up this week, New Year's Eve, fifth Wednesday of the month. We're at the Shirk Center in Bloomington, and we've got a couple of great things happening this season as we prepare for St. Valentine's Day Massacre and Kendall Windham getting his shot at the American heavyweight title that day, having survived the Tower of Doom and all the craziness and chaos that goes on there. We do have a couple of new guys coming in this week as Dirty Dick Slater will make his PWA debut this week, and it is the return to the PWA of Gold Dust. So we are excited about those things. A couple of things that are going on storyline-wise this season as we get ready for St. Valentine's Day Massacre, this shortest season in the PWA. We continue with Kendall Windham and Tracy Smothers and their bid to avenge Devon Storm through Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. We have Dynamite's Gauntlet that has started up. Well, we'll start up today, but was announced that, you know, one wrestler, three opponents. If he can beat all of them, $15,000 goes to him. If he loses to one of them, $5,000 goes to each of his opponents, whether he beat them or they beat him. So this is going to be an interesting thing as that starts up a monthly thing starting tonight. And then otherwise, we have Jerry the King Lawler working out some issues with Larry Zbysko. So we'll see how that gets started, how that goes and progresses over the next couple of months. But to start off the episode, I come out to the ring and greet the fans. I call out Italian Stallion, one half of the Illinois Tag Team Champions. He comes to the ring with both Illinois Tag Team title belts. I announce that Superstar Billy Graham has unceremoniously left the PWA just after Christmas. With his departure, I ask if Stallion has found a new tag team partner to defend the titles. Stallion says that Dirty Dick Slater has volunteered to be the other half of the Illinois Tag Team Champions. Slater comes out and volunteers also to be the first wrestler to run the gauntlet. I inform him that he's actually the second wrestler to volunteer. Tonight, the first monthly gauntlet will be run by Tracy Smothers. I also announce that the newly appointed Illinois Tag Team Champions, Slater and Stallion, will defend their titles tonight in their automatic return match with the Stud Stable to solidify whether or not they are the champions or not. So we will see who the true Illinois Tag Team Champions are a little later. Our first match has the Dark Horse title on the line. Mark Marrow defending the title against Barry Horowitz. Now this may seem odd because he just won the title from Johnny B. Badd, but Marrow has been petitioning my office to try to avoid defending the title against Johnny B. Badd. After several attempts to force Marrow into the automatic rematch tonight, I agreed to allow him to defend the title against Barry Horowitz. Horowitz is definitely a great contender for the Dark Horse title. Marrow isn't necessarily thrilled with this new opponent, but he takes solace in the fact that it's not Johnny B. Badd. He's kind of sick and tired of fighting Johnny B. Badd. Marrow and Horowitz have a good match to begin the card tonight. Horowitz shows himself to be a true Dark Horse in the PWA. However, Marrow gets tired of the match and blatantly nails Horowitz with the chain to get disqualified in a time of 10 minutes, 46 seconds. Your winner by disqualification is Barry Horowitz. After the match, Johnny B. Badd's music begins to play. Marrow looks towards the entrance ramp, but Badd doesn't appear there. Instead, Badd rolls out from under the ring with his boxing gloves on his hands. Badd rolls into the ring behind Marrow. When Marrow turns around, Badd knocks him out with a single punch. Horowitz asks Badd what is going on, but Badd tells him to stay out of it. Horowitz gets the win, launching him a bit further up the ladder in the Dark Horse division. He would have liked to jump to the very top with the title, but he will likely have another day. Johnny B. Badd is trying to make sure that he gets his guaranteed day. All right, next up, we have the first running of Dynamite's gauntlet. Tracy Smothers running this gauntlet. Who are his opponents going to be? Well, Tracy Smothers and Michelle McCool come out to the ring to await the first random opponent in his gauntlet. And Black Bart is announced as that first opponent. Smothers and Bart have a great brawl. Bart tries to use his weight to his advantage, but Smothers refuses to stay down. After Smothers steps out of the way of an avalanche splash in the corner, he rolls Bart up for the pin in a time of 7 minutes, 4 seconds. Your winner is Tracy Smothers, getting to move on. Bart complains about his tights being pulled, but referee Tommy Young says he didn't see it. He tells Bart to leave the ring. Bart takes a cheap shot at Smothers with a short clothesline before climbing out of the ring. Immediately after Bart leaves the ring, Iron Mike Sharp is announced as the next opponent in the gauntlet. Sharp sprints down to the ring in order to take a bit of revenge against Smothers and his feud against Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. As Sharp slides into the ring, Missy is barely down the entrance ramp to join him at ringside. Smothers and Sharp go back and forth for almost the entire time limit. Both men have opportunities to win the match, but their opponent gets his shoulder up just before the three count each time. After Smothers misses a missile dropkick from the top turnbuckle, Sharp loads the arm brace and nails him with it for the pin in a time of 14 minutes, 57 seconds. 3 seconds away from the time limit draw, Iron Mike Sharp gets the win, and he gets to split the $15,000 with Black Bart and whoever the third opponent was supposed to be. Smothers had the chance for the money. He was almost there, but Sharp made a better statement about it. He and Black Bart and the third random opponent, who turns out to happen to be his tag team partner, Kendall Windham, received their share of the prize money from the tournament. So, yeah, the third match of the tournament, or the gauntlet, would have been great. Tracy Smothers and Kendall Windham against each other, but not to be. Iron Mike Sharp made sure that didn't happen. All right, next match has the Illinois tag team titles on the line. As I said earlier, Italian Stallion and Dirty Dick Slater defending the titles against the Stud Stable. The newly constituted champions get their first test as a tag team, and it is a doozy. The former champions, having just lost the titles last week in a hard-fought battle with Stallion and superstar Billy Graham, have their own ideas for the match. Dillon approaches Slater with an opportunity to join the Stud Stable before it's too late. Slater nails Dillon, causing him to be attacked by both members of the Stud Stable. All four men struggle to keep themselves in their appropriate places, especially on the ring apron. Golden has the match well in hand against Stallion. He nails the Brainbuster. Dillon celebrates on the ring apron. As Tommy Young tries to get Dillon off the ring apron, Michelle hands Slater a title belt. Golden comes over to gloat over Slater, but Slater nails him with the title belt. Fuller tries to get Young's attention, but Slater comes off the turnbuckle with an elbow drop before rolling Stallion on top of Golden for the pin. In a time of 28 minutes, 4 seconds, your winners and still Illinois Tag Team Champions are Italian Stallion and Dirty Dick Slater. Fuller comes in to attack Stallion, but Slater runs him off with a chair. Slater and Stallion successfully defend the Illinois Tag Team titles. The Stud Stable head back to the dressing room with their tails tucked between their legs. Will they get another shot at the titles? Or are the champions going to move on to other contenders? You'll have to come back to find out. We go back to my office, and I make an announcement on behalf of the International Alliance of Wrestling. Two new heavyweight titles have been commissioned, the United States and the Canadian heavyweight titles. Tournaments will be held to crown the initial champions beginning in February. Maple Leaf Wrestling will host the Canadian tournament at their weekly cards at Maple Leaf Gardens. Pro Wrestling America will host the United States tournament. It will increase interest in the PWA and among PWA fans, as many wrestlers from the other territories will appear on our cards, along with our regular matches. Hopefully, one of the PWA's representatives in the tournament will be the first United States heavyweight champion. All right, Rick Martel and Sunshine come out to the interview desk. Martel challenges Kendall to put up his $5,000 that he didn't earn tonight against him. Kendall and Michelle come out to the interview desk to answer the challenge. Martel continues to berate him for receiving the PWA's version of welfare without having to earn the money. Kendall tells Martel that he is more than willing to put up the prize money against Martel, but Martel needs to put something up as well. Kendall wants Martel's title shot on January 14th. Martel thinks about it for a second, but his greed takes over and he quickly agrees. So now we have Kendall Windham's $5,000 that he just earned for having to be the third opponent in Tracy Smothers' gauntlet up against Rick Martel's title shot for the Illinois heavyweight title and Iceman King Parsons. That match will come up a little later. But for right now, we have gorgeous Jimmy Garvin facing off against Terry Funk, and they have a great match. It is quick as Funk takes advantage of a miscue by Garvin on the ring apron to pick up the pin with a pile driver in 5 minutes, 6 seconds. Your winner is Terry Funk. Next match has Too Cool facing off against the Nightmares. And these two teams have a classic match that highlights the strengths of each team. Ken gets the pin on Brian after he ducks a flying clothesline from Scott in a time of 7 minutes, 17 seconds. Your winners are the Nightmares. Now we get to the title shot versus the money. Rick the Model Martel facing off against Kendall Windham. And Martel and Kendall have a brilliant match that seeks to steal the show from the scheduled matches. Martel thinks he has the match won with the Boston Crab, but Kendall gets to the bottom rope. Sunshine climbs onto the ring apron to complain to Jerry Calhoun that Kendall has tapped. Martel comes over to plead his case. Kendall takes the moment to catch his breath and wait for the moment to nearly decapitate Martel with a vicious lariat for a pin in a time of 10 minutes, 59 seconds. Your winner is Kendall Windham. Kendall gets to keep his $5,000 from the gauntlet, and he also gets Martel's shot at the Illinois heavyweight title and Iceman King Parsons. That is going to be a great match in a couple of weeks. We continue on. As I said, Goldust has re-signed. He faces off against Gentleman Chris Adams in our next match. And Adams and Goldust have a brilliant match, a highly scientific match. Adams gets the pin with the super kick after backdropping Goldust over the top rope onto the floor in a time of 10 minutes and 11 seconds. All right, now we have the scheduled match between Jerry the King Lawler and living legend Larry Zbysko. And Lawler and Zbysko have a decent match. Both men seek to make the other submit. Lawler even has Zbysko in his own sleeper for a moment. Lawler gets frustrated with Zbysko dropping the strap. Zbysko takes Lawler by surprise with a backslide with his feet on the bottom turnbuckle for the pin. In a time of 28 minutes, 8 seconds, your winner is living legend Larry Zbysko. All right, there is where we end the card, as that was our main event. And yes, Lawler is not going to take too kindly to Zbysko's cheapening of the rules. But again, you've got the living legend and the king in the ring. Both of them well known for breaking rules whenever it was good for them. So how is this going to work over the next couple of months? You again have to come back and find out. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week for the first card of 2026.